What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Well, Randy, let's take a look at what's hot right now in these markets.
Well, if we exclude what's going on in the overnight and the start of how things look here for this Monday, we have to say that the grains have really made a pretty good recovery. What we're looking at, of course, you know, soybeans trading to a three-year high, seeing some pretty good strength. Also seeing corn market get back up to two-month highs, not quite breaking above our May highs. But we also did see the soft red, the Chicago wheat, and the Kansas City wheat both trade to new or above their May contract highs. Minneapolis is still a little bit below, but the grains have seen some pretty good strength here as of late. A lot of it coming from, of course, war premium being brought back in because of the escalation in the war with Iran, but also the escalation in the war between Russia and Ukraine, and then also weather. I mean, we continue to see very hot and dry conditions for the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt. And that's certainly putting some strength back into the marketplace. So that has really turned the grains and seen a pretty good push as far as the grain markets are concerned.
All right, flipping the other side of the coin here, what's not hot right now?
You know, we have to take a look at the meats continue to struggle. We finally saw, you know, the last 3 weeks we've seen lower performances for the cattle markets. Now all of a sudden, you know, this week we did see a little bit of positive trade because of some position ahead of three reports that were expected to be friendly cattle. But they're sitting down at some pretty major support lines, and so they're the ones that aren't hot right now. You have to take a look at, you know, gold or crude has seen a pretty good recovery, but we're also seeing the stock market come under a little bit of pressure, and, you know, the dollar has been seeing a little bit of movement as well.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.